G'day race fans, the penultimate round is finally here, the Qatar Grand Prix, LaSalle International Circuit. Mate, we're in for a huge week after what happened last time out in Las Vegas. Well, mate, Max Verstappen, he's won here the last two races in a row. Let's not forget it's also a sprint weekend, so a maximum of 32 points up for grabs.
It's going to be hectic because we've got the mandatory two stop, so good opportunity for someone like Oscar Piastri to go aggressive on race strategy and possibly give himself a chance at a shot.
What are the rules for the mandatory two-stop? Because Pirelli have come out with some certain conditions, right?
Yeah, so essentially it's a minimum, I think they're mandating a minimum of 25 laps per set. And that was due to the excessive wear they found last year on the front left. So it's a mandatory two-stop, as we know, because it's 57 laps. The sprint race itself will be unaffected. Now, all laps in practice and qualifying will count to the minimum 25 laps. So if you go out and scrub a set of tyres in practice, that will count as one lap towards those 25 laps. Before the race, each team will be made aware of how many laps they have on each tyre set for each driver. So it's going to spice the race up. Like, it's going to be
a little bit
good.
Of complexity, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to make it interesting because you've also got that extra two sessions now. You've got the sprint qualifying and the sprint itself. You're going to be using extra sets of tyres. So it's definitely going to widen the strategy window. And like I said, that's a good opportunity. Look, like for people like Max, who we know will be aggressive on strategy, Oscar needs to be aggressive on strategy. So this is the type of race that opens that up for them, you know?
I think we need it because based on last year, it was primarily a one-stopper. They're also coming with the hardest compounds as well. So, yeah, it's going to be good. Going to be good to see how some of these big brains come up with strategies and when to use the right tyre and whatnot. Yeah. But 24 points separating Oscar Piastri, Max Verstappen, Lando Norris. Mate, I think he comes in this weekend with a bit of pressure for old Lando because, mate, when he crossed the line over in Las Vegas, 30 points, mate, would have been comfortable.
Yeah, now it's just that there's that little hint of doubt, little bit of extra pressure, like you've got to make sure you're there or thereabouts with Max and Oscar. Whereas, like you said, the end of Las Vegas, he could have gone in and gone, look, all I have to do is play a championship game. All I have to do is finish in 10th. And I'd be sweet, you know what I mean? So puts a little bit of pressure on him, but at the moment, man, I still think all things being equal and as long as Lando sees the checkered flag on Saturday and Sunday, I just think it's just a little bit too far.
Well, one thing that is interesting is that it will be cooler conditions because this is a night race, sprint race also at night. Practice session, I think, is around 4:30 local time.
Yep.
So generally in Qatar at this time of year, it's sunny, 27 degrees, but around nighttime it will get a little bit cooler. We did see last year that the Mercedes was strong, particularly George Russell. I think he qualified P2 just outside of Max Verstappen. We tend to believe that this whole saga of the plankwear isn't going to be something like was what has affected Ferrari over the course of the year since China.
Yeah.
But, mate, it does change. It definitely does change things a little bit.
Yeah. Like you said, I think it's a one-off. The whole thing that really annoyed me about this whole situation is that McLaren accepted no blame at all. Like if you read the wording of freaking PR statement that they released, we had unexpected porpoising. Well, no, you didn't because you had those issues in practice. If you listen to the team radios, they had those issues in practice. Then we had accidental damage on both cars that caused movement in the floor.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds more like a setup issue. They knew that they weren't going to be competitive, so they had to be really aggressive with setup. You use words like mitigating circumstances. The FIA used mitigating circumstances. It was not intentional. So that instantly gives you the option to remove yourself. It was an accident. It wasn't deliberate. It's just bad luck. Like, just accept it. You had to push the limits because you weren't going to be quick there. Simple as that.
Well, let's go with McLaren. Do you think they're going to be competitive here this week?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
This is their wheelhouse, man. Long, medium, high-speed corners. They'll be strong here. Now with the two-stop, I think that might mitigate their usual tire advantage that they still do have. Like, yes, it's not as big as we saw at the start of the season, but they still do have a bit of a tire advantage there. But now,
you think so in the cooler conditions, though?
Yeah. It might be cooler, but that track is still going to be warm just because of the UV that sits on that track all day, and it does hold the temperature quite well. So, yes, it's going to be cooler, but I think the track temperature is still going to be up there. Like, it's not going to be like the 50 degrees that you see in the middle of the day, yeah, but it's still going to be quite warm. But, man, look, like I said at the start, Oscar, he got lucky. He finally got a bit of luck, and now he needs to take advantage of that. And I think he needs to be super aggressive on race strategy this weekend, come up with a way to do something different to finish ahead of Lando Norris. Lando's just got to keep doing what he's doing, man, right? Like, he's been a gun. Yes, they got disqualified, but he's getting the job done at the moment. And like you've mentioned before, he's just making those little moments count. They'll be on the podium this weekend. I've got him on the podium this weekend.
Yeah, I think for Lando, he just needs to approach a weekend no different. He just can't let that disqualification.
Oh, I don't even think it will, man. Like, I think they already knew. That's why they skedaddled.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't stick around. I think they knew.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect him too much, but I think where that seed of doubt may play in is now that Max Verstappen is in striking distance. Because I think initially with Lando, when it's your teammate, you kind of know what's going on the other side of the garage. Yep. You know, sort of, I'm assuming they would probably understand what sort of strategy they're running, setups and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas Max is the unknown, and now that it's only 24 points with Max, I think there may be just a little hint of tension on Lando. Well,
that pressure is going to come in sprint qualifying and then qualifying for the main race, right? That's where your pressure is, because you're going to want to be ahead of him.
Also, the one practice session to get it right, and if you don't roll out of the garage and nail that setup, we know that they do a lot of sim work with the setups, etc., but if you don't get it right in that 1 hour session, then, well, you can be on the back burner. So, I think very intriguing to see how those two approach the race this weekend. And if there is any lingering issues with the plank wear, which, again, we don't tend to think there will be.
Yep.
Now, Red Bull, Max Verstappen. Mate, he has a sniff, eh?
Absolutely. That's all you need to give him. That's all you need to give him, though. It's just half a sniff. He'll be super aggressive, man. He'll be aggressive on strategy. He'll be aggressive on setup. Like
going
said,
for three wins in a row here too in Qatar.
I mean, he's a gun around here, man. And at the moment, Max Verstappen Racing, that car is a machine. And honestly, I think it's between the two McLaren boys and Max Verstappen this weekend. I think on they're going to be the dominant cars for sure. And Yuki's probably going to continue with his qualifying struggles, man. He looks lost.
Well, let's hope. Like I said, in FP1 in Vegas, he was pretty handy. You know, he seemed to be on the right track. And obviously, we know what happened with the tire pressures with qualifying. But it just seems to be a recurring theme of Yuki. There's always some excuse made for him that qualifying doesn't go right.
Yeah.
And because it's happening week after week, or race weekend after race weekend, you start to think, oh, come on, mate, are you just protecting your driver, or is this really what's going on? Well, come on, you can't get it wrong here this weekend.
He needs a Q3 and needs to finish in the top seven. That's his ultimate downfall in the end, isn't it? Because he's not doing that. Yuki's in for another tough weekend, especially when one session to get it right. He's not right in qualifying. That thing on the edge, he's not comfortable. Okay, race pace is okay, but you ruin your weekend by not getting yourself into that top 10 come Q3.
Now, Mercedes, you just stated that you think it's going to be pretty much the podium, McLaren's and Max Verstappen Racing. Come on, mate, Mercedes, you got to give them a shot.
I don't give them really. Look, they'll be there or thereabouts for sure. Like, they'll definitely, I think they have the pace to be on the podium. I don't know if they'll have enough for Max or Lando. Look, yes, we saw in Vegas, he certainly did, but completely different circuit. A lot of tire degradation because of the high speed and medium speed corners. So that creates a lot of degradation. They'll be, like I said, they'll be there, man. They'll be there for sure.
But P2 qualifying last year for George.
Yeah, he may jag it, but I don't think he'll have enough to beat Max or Lando.
I just want to see how Kimi goes. I mean, Matt, he's running on confidence.
He's hot, man. He's got the hot hand at the moment, and he's really pushing Russell. Look, Russell, we know he's had a couple of issues the last few weekends with like balance, and then we saw last race out, he had the power steering issue.
Mm, exactly.
So hopefully none of that happens again, and he can get on top of it. But we know Russell will maximize his package, but I don't know whether his package this weekend is going to be good enough. But
I thought you were about to say, I don't know if his package this week is going to be big enough.
Big enough. Well, I mean, mate, we saw in the rain in Vegas, that package was pretty decent. pretty decent size. So, but yeah, look, they'll be there. They'll be there for sure. But I don't think they'll be for the win.
I think old Woody Russell is going to be the thorn in the side of the McLarens this weekend. Get in the mix, Russell. Come on, mate. Spice it up. I wanted to go down to the wire in Abu Dhabi. I want just an absolute insane atmosphere for that final race. All right, Ferrari. Mate, Ferrari.
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, it was a podium. They got a podium here last year, didn't they?
Yeah, but that car last year was a lot better than the car they're going there that they're with this year, that is for sure. Their fight is really with Mercedes. Yeah. This weekend.
You think Lewis is going to have a big one? He needs a big bounce back, eh?
Oh.
Mate, he's gone back into the hole again, eh? He just looks so defeated.
He can't wait to get these last two races out of the way. Yes, he's going to go there and try, and he'll want to do his best, of course, but I think for him, he just wants to get through the weekend clean because he hasn't had a clean weekend in the last few races, man. He's really struggled. Look, we know he struggles a little bit in qualifying. So if he can get on top of that, he'll be there. We know Charles is always going to be mega in qualifying, so he's going to be a pain in the backside. They don't have a car fast enough to challenge for a win. Yes, maybe a podium. Like I said, their battle is with Mercedes, man.
Again, with the mandatory two-stop, provided all the teams don't do the exact same thing, we'll get a few surprises over the weekend. Come on, man, Ferrari, the strategists, they've got to be on for a good one soon.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that you would imagine with this 25 laps mandatory is you're not going to see massive tire deltas between the teams, I don't think, unless someone's on a soft and then someone's on a hard, which very well could be the case. Because like I said, they're going to use a lot more tires this weekend than they normally would.
Yeah. The interesting thing for me will be the medium tire because they got to run that compulsory through –
is it Q1
and Q2 of the sprint race, of the sprint qualifying? I'm not too sure the allocations, what teams have, but that will be sort of the interesting, I think, dynamic.
Yeah. Well, you would imagine maybe the fastest strategy. Well, this is the problem, right, with the mandatory 25 lap. You go medium, then you go hard, and then because it's only a couple of laps at the end, you just throw the soft on.
Surely there'll be a few that'll go a bit crazy on the crazier side, riskier side, gambling side.
Yeah, not sure.
Let's see. This is the intriguing thing about this weekend with that two-stop mandatory. Williams. Let's go Williams. Willies. Mate, Sainz, he'll be mega. He's just on form at the moment, doing everything. Albon, what can he pull out of the hat because he needs to pull something out? Because it's a bit of a downward spiral into the danger zone of the season end.
Yeah. I mean, he's looking down the barrel of seven races in a row with no points. If he doesn't sort his shit out. He hasn't had a good qualifying in a while. Like you said, man, Sainz is on top of his game at the moment, so he's going to maximize his package. He looks really comfortable. This circuit, the medium speed corners, and those medium speed corners are quite long radius, and that's where Williams struggle. So I have them probably in the back end of the 10 somewhere, and based on form, you'd have to say that would be Sainz.
I just don't know if Albon is able to climb out of that hole he's currently digging himself.
Yeah, struggle street for him, man. Like he needs a clean weekend. That's it, I think. But that's the thing. That's what it hasn't been. And that's why he hasn't found himself in the points. The last six races, you could say, he's not put himself in a position to be able to be competitive enough to score those points. Yes, he's had a couple of accidents and a bit of bad luck on the way, but it all counts in the end, right? What's the points difference between him and Albon, him and Sainz now? It's got to be getting close, right? Because Sainz has had a good run of late.
Yeah, let me have a look. I mean, Albon, he just shoot it out of the gates, didn't he? So Albon's on 73 points and Carlos now is on 48. It just goes to show how good Albon was at the start of the season, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? And that's what I said in the last video, how the fortunes have changed. Like, Sainz was in struggle streak, then come the summer break, it's like it's completely flipped. Sainz has managed to unlock himself, which you said was always there, and now Albon's on the wrong end of the results.
Right. Racing Bulls, mixed bag last time out, Hadjar in the points, Lawson didn't capitalize on that good qualifying performance. Top 10 this week, double. Both of them in.
To be honest, I am expecting them to be traveling the top 10 in qualifying, because in quality trim, man, they're mega.
Yeah.
It's the race pace as of late that's really hurt them.
Do you think that could be down to tyre deck? Because I'm just wondering, with now this mandatory two-stopper, maybe if sort of mitigate some of that.
Well, this is it, right?
Again,
this,
it's hard to know, right?
This is it. This is, you would imagine, these 25 laps now allows them just to push. Use the shit out of the tyres, because you're not trying to save your tyres, so you've got a tyre advantage over someone else at the end of the race. Doesn't feel like there's going to be any real tyre management. So,
because when you look from Liam's side, some of his successful races has been primarily around the tyre management.
Yeah, going super
and
long.
And just being super defensive and going long and doing a really good job at that. So let's see how this pans out this week. Yeah.
They'll be good to qualify, man. And that will, you know, look, Lawson, unlucky. I mean, yes, he was trying to avoid George and had the contact, and that ruined his race. Both of them, man, are quick in qualifying at the moment. And without this massive tyre delta, I definitely think there's double points there for them for sure. Just got to stay clean, Lawson, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Clean.
Come on, man.
You big can one. Do it.
another big result. All right, Haas. So the big thing for Haas over the last few race weekends was Ocon, because he was getting outperformed by the bear man, Ollie. You've been very, I would say, happy with the performance of that Haas car. You think it's sort of the best of the rest at the moment. What do you think?
Well, if you look back throughout the season, man, and you look at the circuits where they've done all right, it's always been generally in a high downforce configuration. That's what we're kind of looking at here. So I think they will be strong, but it's qualifying that's let them down, right? Maybe not so much on Ollie's side, but we saw in Vegas qualifying let them down. Yes, tricky conditions, especially with Ocon. If he can get quality right again, he's going to be strong. That car is, it's good, man. It's come alive. Since they put that update on in Austin, it has. It's been the best of the rest for me. Get yourselves in and around Q3, and your race pace has been mega, and they'll certainly be able to take advantage of that for sure.
Aston Martin back in the mix this week, surely.
Well, you would have to say so, right? This is their wheelhouse. This is the circuit that probably would suit them most.
Alonso top 10 then. So
he's going to be nibbling around that Q3, I reckon. You know, he'll want to finish the season strong. Look, he came out, I think it was Formula Passion Italy, did an interview there and made some comments about these last two races will be a celebration because we're not using this car again.
He hates it, doesn't he? He's not a fan,
which is completely understandable. Man.
I mean, like, you got to think of all, you know, same with Hamilton as well, but particularly Alonso. How many generations of car has that guy driven in Formula One?
Yeah. And this car just hasn't been together enough. You know, you're hearing the outside noise of Andy Cowell supposedly getting the flick, which could be announced before this weekend. And then, you know, there's the rumors of Christian Horner. Now, apparently, Andreas Seidel's name's been brought into the mix as well.
Seidel was there
before Stella.
Yes.
McLaren.
Yes, so that's right.
He was part of the resurgence. And then he went over to Sauber to help them with the Audi transition. And then I think he left when Binotto came in and took over. If I was going to choose two, I'd probably choose Stella. Seidel, sorry. Because we don't know what that relationship between Horner and Newey is really like, right? There's the rumors.
That's the thing. The rumors were heating up that there was a lot of disagreement between the two.
Yeah.
And now The latest rumor I've heard is that Cowell and Newey are having disagreements.
Having dramas, yeah. Well, apparently having that's dramas. What's brought all this on, right? And then you look at Verstappen camp and the Horner camp not really gelling. And if you're Aston Martin and you really want to chase a world champion like Verstappen, is Horner going to be the best fit for that? Yes, he's got a shit ton of experience and proven track record. But if you're trying to lure someone like Max and he sees that you've got Christian Horner there, and we've seen that those two camps butt heads quite a bit.
Maybe Max has a gentleman's agreement with Toto.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see it play out. Yep. Let's see it play out. So what about poor old Lancelot Stroll? He got absolutely torpedoed last time out. Can he get back in the points?
I don't know. Look, man, he's just got to match Alonso, I think. If he can do that, yeah, then he'll be sniffing around the back of that 10 as well. They'll be more competitive here. Whether they're competitive enough for double points, I'm not too sure.
Kick Sauber, green machine, Hulk on a roll. Well, how many weekends in a row now? Been a few.
He's on a run, man, and he's comfortable in that car.
It's really about Bortoleto this week. He just needs to get a bit of confidence back, clean weekend. He's had a few. I mean, he did get P10 in Mexico, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was his last points scoring, and I don't think he scored a couple of races before that.
Before that, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Shocker in Brazil, yeah, Shocker in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's definitely a confidence-building weekend for him.
He's also got that 5-grid penalty as well, doesn't he?
That's already going to get him on the back foot. So I think that kind of rules him out this weekend. Hulk is going to be the one that delivers on that side in that team.
I think for Bortoleto, it's more about having a strong sprint quality, sprint race, and then a good qualifying for obviously the main race. And he's going to be
confidence
screwed with that 5-grid place penalty, but just clean.
Just get yourself back into your rhythm, man, because we know you've got it. It's just you've hit a bit of a slump and you've got to try and climb back.
I think that advice can be applied also to the next team, Alpine, particularly Franco Colapinto.
Yep.
I mean, that's all we want from him, really. Clean.
Yep.
Try and match Gasly as best as possible.
Yep.
Gasly's in a bit of a purple patch, though, at the moment. Last couple of races out. Unlucky in the race being turned around at that lap one, turn one incident. What do you think? Can this be a bit of an equalizer with the mandatory two-stop, cooler conditions type of track?
High downforce will bring them back to the pack a little bit. And Gasly finished fifth here last year, didn't he? I'm pretty sure he did. If anyone's going to score points, we know it's going to be Gasly, so there's not much.
P5 last year for Gasly. Yeah.
Like I said, with the high downforce, that will certainly bring Gasly to a minimum of Q2. Maybe Q3, he seems to, one lap pace, seems to be able to pull it out of the bag, man. Maybe that car's better in the quali trim, I'm not too sure. Colapinto, man, you just do your thing, dude. Build 2026 is all you got to worry about.
Well, it's busy weekend. Who have you got for the sprint race? Who's your winner?
I'm going to say Oscar's going to get it done. Hopium.
Did he win it here last year?
Yeah, because remember Lando moved over?
Yes.
To give it to him? So,
I'm going to say Oscar. There'll be no moving over this weekend.
Yeah, well, definitely not. So, I'm going to say Oscar this weekend. I think he's going to be a lot more comfortable here.
Okay, I've got Max.
Yep. Fair call. If I wasn't picking Oscar, I was picking Max, so I don't agree with that at all. I do agree with that.
Podium for the feature race.
I'm going to say Max is going to get it done. Lando second, Oscar third. And I think Oscar's going to relinquish that second place, unfortunately.
Okay. I've got Max. So he's taking away the full 32 points this weekend. Second, I've got George Russell. And third, third's really hard. I'm going to say Lando for third.
Yep.
And, Oscar, we've got to mention him. He's going to trail back and forth.
Yep.
So, smooth brain. Who's your smooth brain? Who's your extractor?
Smooth brain, Albon. I think, unfortunately, that hole he's in is just a little bit too deep and it's going to continue.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think he's going to have a moment again somewhere. Obviously, there's a lot of runoff, so I don't think he's going to go clouting into a wall, but he's either going to make contact by not putting himself in a position for qualifying, or he's going to run wide and end up in the gravel.
Not a lot of hope for poor old Al Bono.
Yeah.
Pessimistic view.
Yeah.
The Extractor.
I'm going to continue with Ollie. I still think Ollie's a gunman, and at the moment he's just in a rare vein of form. And I think provided he gets qualifying right, man, he's going to do good things.
Okay, my smooth brain this week is, yeah, I'm going to go with Yuki. Just think he's, yeah, no confidence.
He's going to force it, you reckon?
He's going to force it. He's going to force it. And I think there's that the added pressure of also perhaps trying to help Max with the championship.
Yeah.
Because if he does something amazing and gets up into that, say, even top five, it's like, you know, then Max has some options there, I guess, regarding strategy in relation to the McLarens. I think the guy that's going to have the big weekend this week is Liam Lawson is going to have a good bounce back.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because, I mean, he's been looking good, man, the last 2 weekends before this weekend, right? We said we wanted 2 weekends where he was good. It was just unfortunate that he had the incident with George locking up in front of him. If he didn't have that, he was definitely in for points. So
100%.
He's in a bit of form. So let's hope he can continue.
Well, there we have it. I think we are going to be in for a massive weekend just because of the tension on the championship. On a personal note, the road to 500 still continues as far as subs. If we can hit that by Abu Dhabi, maybe we can pull off a Max Verstappen and accumulate late in the season. And Mick, always leave you with the final thought. Throw it out there, mate.
Yeah, I think we're in for a wild weekend, man. We're going into the unknown with this mandatory two-stop. Does it allow teams to go balls to the wall and push to the max? Speaking of Max, will he be super aggressive? He's got nothing to lose. It's going to be good, man. And I think Oscar's got it. Is he going to be aggressive? Are McLaren going to let him be aggressive? Tyres, Horner, Andy Cowell.
Skid blocks
are going to be the talking point of this weekend. So make sure you like and subscribe, and we will catch you on the next one.
Catch ya.